Mercy Maglino, and I'm your host today. And I'm speaking with Costel from Romania. And say your last name because it's beautiful when you say it and not so beautiful when I say it. Corava?
Corava.
Corava. Say it again.
Corava.
Beautiful. I love it. All right, I have to practice that one a little bit. So, Costel is a Harmony and Business coach. He's earned his ACC from the International Coach Federation. And he is a Harmony and Business coach who graduated from International Coach Academy in 2010. So, welcome all the way across the world from me.
I'm very happy to be here with you.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. So, I can't wait. I love, this is my favorite question in these interviews, is how did you come to coaching?
Wow, it's quite a long story, huh? I make it as short as possible.
Okay.
So, my background is coming from engineering. Ooh. So I never thought when I entered university that I would become some kind of, let's say, expert in the humanistic area. Okay, but looking back in my earlier times, the first brick in this coaching vocation, because I think it's a vocation, not just an occupation,
sure.
Started when I started to practice martial arts. So I practiced martial arts for about 25 years. And from these years, about 15 years, I did practice meditation daily. Mm. So that was, I think, my first step of getting in touch with my inner, let's say, self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The second step was when one of my friends, and was also a co-worker, invited me to attend a personal development course developed by a company in States, Landmark Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I attended these courses for about 3 years. And between among them, I was, let's say, part in an advanced communication course. I was also part in a leadership course, which was very tough, 6 months course.
Mm-hmm.
And this was second brick, and this opened something.
Yeah.
Okay. And the third step was a friend from this Landmark Education environment met me after about 3 years, and she said that she started to be involved in coaching. So, well, what is that? And after understanding a little bit, I started to look for this coaching on the internet.
Yeah.
I found a good, quote for attending the courses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Oh, wow.
And I quit, let's say, my 16 years career of top manager in big international corporations. And now I'm developing my own practice of coaching since more than 2.5 years.
Wow. Okay. I love the variety of ways people come to coaching. It's just incredible.
Yeah.
I know many of our coaches come through Landmark, which is an incredible program for really getting to know oneself. And,
yeah.
And the way you said that coaching is sort of a calling or a vocation. Probably likely even in your engineering days when you never thought of yourself perhaps in that regard, it was coming through, it was inviting you. So I'm so glad you found ICA and that we found you. So great.
Okay. It was a really great experience.
Yeah. Oh, I can
with
hear that.
ICA.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us a little bit about some of the tools and techniques that you developed as part of your coach training or what you use today in your practice. We develop power tools. That's a quick way to shift a perspective. We work on a coaching model. That's basically what we do as coaches. And we also do, I know you do workshops and training. So tell me a little bit about what's in your toolbox as a coach.
Well, first of all, I think it's around the coaching model I developed during the ICA courses, which is entitled AHA.
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 The aha model. I love
AHA model, yes. And
it.
it's coming from awareness, heart commitment, and action.
Action. Aha.
Ah,
Very nice. Very nicely done.
okay. So, and next, which I think is one of the most powerful distinctions, which I received in during the Landmark Education training, which is decision versus choice. This was also my power tool during the ICA. But besides this, I also encountered and included in my toolbox some exercises, some ways of discovering underlined beliefs, yeah, and discovering them and eliminating them. So there are two separate tools for that. Very nice and very, I found in a book which is entitled, no, it's two books. One is the
Not the belief closet.
no is the immunity to change.
Ah, good.
It's immunity
Great
to
book.
change. Yes, a very good book. And the second is Morty Lefkoe tool. Morty Lefkoe is also somebody quite, I think, well known in the world of coaching and personal development. And these are some of the tools I'm using quite often. Yeah.
Wow, great. Terrific. Now I got to ask you this too. Harmony and business coach, tell me how, maybe some people don't necessarily see the relationship there. Tell me
Ah,
how you
yeah.
see it. Tell me how you work in that regard.
Yes, my idea is that coming from the business world, yeah, 16 years in top international corporations in top positions. I found it quite alienating environment for people. And business generally is seen like something very harsh, something very cruel, or something in this area. Yeah. And I think that business can be done also in harmony with yourself and with others. And my aim is to bring such kind of perspective into the business world, and people making business in a light way, in a natural way, yeah, and also in harmony with themselves, with their personal life, with the environment, with the universe, with everything.
In alignment, with one's
Yes.
values and purpose. Yeah, in harmony. Lovely. Nice way to say it.
So harmony is one word which is resonating very much.
I think so. Resonates with me. And
Probably is linked with the first years of school. I attended for 8 years music school. My first 8 years, let's say, it was in the music school.
So harmony is sort of a language you speak.
Yeah.
It's it. Wow, that's a great visual. The harmony of music and what all goes into making a beautiful sound. Lovely. Aha, I love it. All right. So my final question, Costello, is if you could tell the world anything about coaching, what would it be? One thing that you want them to know about it.
Could you please repeat? I didn't understand the
Sure.
first part of the
If
question.
you would, if you wanted, here we have an opportunity to tell the world or those viewing us, something about coaching, just one thing about coaching, what would you like to say to them?
So I found a very nice definition of coaching, which was really in harmony with me, which says that coaching is a conversation becoming dialogue with a very interesting person.
That's Coaching become a dialogue with a very interesting person. Oh my goodness. How simple is that? Okay. Well, I'm just going to let people sit with that for a moment. That's beautiful. Absolutely. So tell us your website before we complete and let everyone check you out as well. So, what's your website?
Yeah, so my website, of course, is www.harmonycoaching.net.
Dot net, harmonycoaching.net.
.net, yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us today.
I would like just something to add,
Sure, go
just
right ahead.
in a surplus of your questions. Today, it's a very happy moment for our Romanian community of coaches,
Wow.
because today we received the official approval of the coach profession in Romania.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
Congratulations. I'm sure that
yeah.
was a hard
It's
work.
a very important, I think, step,
Yes.
which is it's bringing the coaching up, let's say, to people.
Sure, and it professionalizes it. It takes it into that next credibility, I guess. Credibility is the word. Well, good job, all you guys there. I know, guys and gals, I know quite a few coaches there, and I know how well deserved that is. So, thank you.
Yeah,
Congratulations. All
thank you
right.
very much.
Well,
It's
thanks
very
for
helpful.
joining us. Yes, thank you for
Thank you
sharing
very
that
much,
happy
Marcia.
moment. And we'll be seeing you on our website at Day in the Life of a Coach. So, thank
Thank
you.
you very much, Marcia.
Yeah.